Leila Nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkamen Ben Ravili Melech. Suvas Prek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Almana Nizones Min Nichse Yisomim. An Almana can continue to have Mizonos from the Nechasim of the Yisomim when her husband passes away. As we've said, this is a stipulation that's in the Ksuba, and that's whether it's from Karka or Metaltalin, like the Rav points out. Metaltalin, though, Taisyanta brings, is a Takan of the Gaonim, that they made a Tanai in the Ksuba, and that's just like the Ksuba. But nevertheless, after her husband dies, she can continue to collect Mizonos. Masi Adeh Shalahen. And the Mishnah says, and the Masi Adeh go to her. So we've had in the past, to Shaila, whether or not the Yisomim have a right to just decide to give her back her Ksuva and not be responsible for supporting her anymore. But the Rav's Shita is that we paskin that they cannot do that, that they have to. And Taisyanta says the Gersa should be Umasi Adeh Shalahen, meaning it's not a choice. They get her Maisi Adeh, as long as she wants to continually collect Mizonos, because we know that Mizonos and Maisi Adeh, the work that she does, go hand in hand. However, ve'ein chayavim bikfurasa, but they are not responsible to bury her. Yorshei yorshei ksuvasa chayavim bikfurasa. Her yorshim, who are the yorshim of the ksuba, they're chayv to bury her. Because while her husband was alive, her husband is responsible to bury her, because her husband inherits her and inherits her ksuba too, because she died. And therefore, it's his responsibility, because he's inheriting specifically the ksuba, he has responsibility to bury her. But if she now dies, so now her family collects the ksuba. So now if her family is collecting the ksuba, then that means that her family is going to be the one that's chayiv to bury her. So therefore the husband's family is not chayiv anymore to bury her once she dies. Because it goes by who yarshins the ksuba. And now that she dies, her family yarshins the ksuba, so her family has to bury her. Now that's only provided that the family can technically collect the ksuba. But what if she died without making a shvua on the ksuba? So the other Rav says, since the family can't collect the ksuba, because there was no shvua that was done, and the ksuba is going to stay by the Yorshei HaBaal, by her husband's descendants, they're the ones that are then responsible to bury her.